We heard all offseason, Bryce Young, too small, he's going to break. Draft the big guy. Well, one of the big guys, Anthony Richardson, is partially broken. Sprained AC joint in his throwing shoulder, and he is going to have surgery. He'll miss the rest of the season. So let's bring in my friend, Dr. Salen Parekh, who joins us. He is our official show orthopedist. And I will just start by asking you about Anthony Richardson's shoulder. Any prognosis that it's like bad long term, or is it, I mean, as far as we can tell, what's the prognosis here?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he had a grade 3 AC sprain, which means he tore the ligaments that are stabilizing his collarbone all the way out by the shoulder. And for most people, you don't need surgery. But obviously, if you're an athlete, a pro athlete, and then on top of that, a quarterback, and this is your dominant arm, your throwing arm, you can see a situation where if it's bothering him enough, he needs surgery. And that's why the Colts are going back and forth on this and having him see so many opinions. He's going to be shut down long term. I don't think this is an issue. I think it's going to be about 8 weeks before you start seeing him doing some light throwing. But he should be fine for camp next year.
Is this something that needs to be monitored in the future, or is this something that is correctable and you wouldn't have to think about it going forward?
In general, you don't have to think about it once you fix it. But again, if you take another blow, you know, another tackle, and you land right on that shoulder like he did this last time, you can re-tear those ligaments again, and then that would be even a bigger issue.
I don't know how the Cam Newton shoulder injuries compare to the Anthony Richardson shoulder injuries. The first one didn't do Cam. It was the second one, right? The one that he got in 2018 against the Steelers that Thursday night. That's the one that finished him off. He was still pretty good after the first one, which I guess happened in 16 or 17. In 18, he was amazing the first half of that season, and then he got hurt again. TJ Watt did that. And then that was it. He can't really throw the ball anymore. Everything became max effort. Christian McCaffrey, speaking to the Panthers, left the game with an oblique injury. They were fearing a long absence. He had an MRI, and then they said, he could play Sunday. Isn't there room in between? He could be out a long time, and he's only going to miss a half of football?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Well, I think the biggest thing that happened yesterday is that the MRI came back clean, which tells us a number of things. One, that there's no serious injury to his ribs or the cartilage, and more importantly, that the obliques probably don't have a level 2 or 3 strain. And it sounds like leading into the MRI, there was concern of those structures, but when the MRI comes back clean, you know that this is not as bad as anticipated, and then it's really the players ready to go when they're ready. And so the one day of extra rest probably will do him well. And my assumption is that he is probably going to be a game-time decision for Monday night.
I mean, they're playing the Vikings. I mean, if you're the 49ers, you just sit him. the Vikings are going to lose the game on their own. So why even play? I mean, we're talking about basically pain management for McCaffrey, right? So, yeah, sit him this week and then bring him back. Make sure he's healthy. He's arguably the, if it's not Tua or Tyreek Hill, Christian McCaffrey might be the MVP of the National Football League. And finally, Aaron Rodgers keeps pretending that he's going to be good to go at by the end of the regular season and into the playoffs if everything aligns and the Jets are in it. Tore his Achilles. Nobody's ever come back like earlier than 6 months, I believe, from having an Achilles tear. We dealt with this with Max Pacioretty last year for the Hurricanes. Yeah. I mean, he's trying to fool everybody, isn't he?
Well, listen, you know, so Cam Akers had the same kind of repair that Aaron Rodgers had, and Cam Akers came back in record time, 6 months. Now, for a running back, cutting, pivoting, running, jumping, they're all imperative. Can you make an argument that you allow, you know, Aaron Rodgers just to shotgun almost most of his snaps and really not run much? Maybe. But I think, you know, in the heat of the game, you're going to want to take off. And I think that's where he will put this Achilles at risk. And, you know, can he do it? Yes. Is he going to be effective? I don't necessarily believe he will. You know, I think Aaron's trying to stay relevant, trying to stay in the conversation. You see him every weekend doing something new, something different. But I don't know if it's, from a medical perspective, having done this kind of surgery and taking care of pros, I don't know if it's necessarily the wisest thing to be doing.
Can ayahuasca help? He's a big ayahuasca guy. I don't know if that can help him.
I know. Well, he talks about his intention, so we'll see how strong his intention is.
Can ivermectin help? I apologize. I shouldn't have even asked the question. Just strike
You're
that
setting
from
me off. I can't answer.
Strike that from the record. Dr. Salen Parekh, Fantasy Doctors Online. He and Dr. John Morse are do a great job. I appreciate your time, Doc. I'll talk to you
awesome.
Soon.
Thanks, guys.
You got it.
All right, bye-bye.
So,